对吧？那个地方。
These houses near Northern Boulevard.
所以如果你沿着Bounce一直往前走的话。
So if you walk all the way on Bounce.
你会看到一个很古老的房子。
You will see a very old house.
那个叫Bounce House.
That's called Bounce House. 那
老早老早就在一起。
That was there a long time ago.
那是在 Mary Dyer 寻找以前。
That house existed before Mary Dyer was born.
那个时候呢，他要陪他太太来聚会，他不是 Quaker。
At that time, he had to come to the meeting with his wife.
那 Quaker 来聚会的时候，都是在因为被追赶，所以都在露天聚会。
So the Quakers were pursued by the ones persecuted.
那晚上呢 ，Bound 就陪着他太太到进来聚会。
So in the evening, Mr. Bound will come to the meeting with his wife.
那个聚会地方就现在会所的附近。
So the meeting place is near our meeting hall.
那本来是一个露天，他们是在那过，就在那聚会了。但他们还是受逼迫。所以最后呢 ，Bound 都坐在监牢里面。
So even Bound was sent to jail.
他们把他送到安斯特丹去。
They sent it to Amsterdam.
然后安斯特丹就写封信，就告诉 Stuyvesant， 就是那个时候这个在 Manhattan 的那个首长。
So Amsterdam write a letter to Mr. Stuyvesant, that was the mayor at that time. 不要再
逼迫贵格会的人。
Do not persecute the Quakers.
所以1663年。
So at 1663.
那终于在这里聚会的人就得了自由。
Finally, the people, the Quakers that gathered here were set free.
所以在历史上
So on the history.
Flushing 在历史上很重要的地方。
Flushing is a very important place.
是第一个宣告宗教自由的。
It's the first place that declared religious freedom.
你从英国跑到美国，应该就不再受逼迫了。
If you go from England to America, you are not supposed to.
结果在 Boston 有人要赶他们。
Somebody from Boston will cast them out.
那个时候是荷兰人在那管。
At that time, the Dutch people were.
荷兰也不容他们。
And Holland people, the Dutch people will not.
但是最后呢，他们终于得了自由。
Finally, they received freedom.
所以下面一张。
So the next picture.
这个就是 Bound House.
This is Bound House.
大家如果你知道这个附近呢有一棵树叫 Oak Tree。
You see that there's an oak tree that's called oak tree.
那么1671年的时候
，1671，
我们知道说那个谁呀、啊，这个 George Fox 就来到这里。
George Fox came here.
他是骑着马的。
He was riding on a horse.
那尤其是从这个从哪里？从长岛 Oyster Bay 那边。
He traveled all the way from Oyster Bay from Long Island.
那个时候他就在 Oak Oak 底下有一个聚会。
He had a gallery under that big oak tree.
你知道那个时候不容易啊。
It wasn't easy at that.
他对多少人讲道？
How many people did he preach?
对好几百个人讲。
Several hundred of people.
所以你就知道圣灵已经在那里工作。
You see the Holy Spirit already did the work.
这就是，但是后来慢慢他们就有自己的会所。
And later on they had their own meetings.
所以如果你沿着 Bounce Street。
So if you walk along Bounce
Street, 一直到 Northern Boulevard,
all the way to Northern
Boulevard. Northern Boulevard 就那个时候，这个他们印第安人跑来跑去。
Northern Boulevard was where the American Indians.
所以你到了 Northern Boulevard， 你往左转。
If you turn left on Northern Boulevard,
你就看到纽约最古老的一个建筑。
You will see the oldest building in New York.
那个就是贵格会的会所。
That is the meeting of the Quakers.
我很可惜，现在他们已经变成嘛，已经变成新派。
Unfortunately, now they become the new.
他们已经离开了圣经的信仰。
The new church.
如果他们还在的话，
they're still here.
我觉得我们应该参加他们才对。
You're supposed to join them.
就是因为他们失败了。
It's because they failed.
所以主还有一些工作没有完成。
So God still has unfinished work.
大家会觉得碰巧吗？为什么我们刚好就在这一带聚会？
Why do we gather just around here?
而且很稀奇的这个事。
And the amazing thing is,
当时他们就是在这一带聚会。
At that time they gathered here too.
那么，所以我们就知道 Flushing 这个城。
So you know the town Flushing.
是神开始有些工作。
It's a place that God started His work.
但没有完成。
But He did not finish.
所以如果没有完成，神要找另外一班人。
So if God did not finish, we'll find a different group.
我们如果忠心的话，
if we're faithful,
主可以使用我们。
God can use us.
我们不忠心的话，
if we're not faithful,
神可以越过我们。
God can pass.
他过多少年可以再得出一般的人。
And many years later, you can gain another group of people.
所以记得这是1664年。
So remember this.
不是一对，不是1663年。
We're story of 1663.
啊，对，第二年就是1664年。
And the second year is 1664.
就变天了。
And it changed.
为什么变天了呢？
It changed.
因为荷兰人就被英国人打败了。
Because the Holland people they were defeated by the English.
所以本来呀，本来你知道有一个人叫做 Henry Hudson.
You know, there's a person called Henry Hudson.
一听就叫英国人。
You know, his name is a British name.
如果那个时候他在英国公司做事的话，
if he worked for a British company at the time,
他如果发现纽约，
if he discovered New York,
他如果发现 Hudson River 的话，
if he discovered Hudson River,
那这两盘通通叫 New England。
Alongside of this river is all called New England.
应该新英格兰才对，是不是？
It's supposed to be a New England.
哎，结果圣灵很有意思。
But the Holy Spirit is interesting.
圣灵呢，就刻意的让 Henry Hudson 替荷兰人做事。
So the Holy Spirit deliberately let Henry Hudson work for a Dutch company.
好了，替荷兰人做事，结果呢，他终于找到了这块地方。
And he finally found this place.
所以现在纽约州的地方，原来在 Hudson 两旁都叫 New Netherlands 新荷兰。
So along New York State, next to Hudson River, is called New Netherlands.
那 Manhattan 就叫做 New Amsterdam, 新 Amsterdam.
Manhattan used to call New Amsterdam.
所以很清楚的。所以现在大家知道，在荷兰手下的时候。
You see that under the ruling of Dutch.
那当然，你虽然在 Flushing.
Although you were in Flushing.
但是不要忘记，因为还是给荷兰人管呢。
But don't forget that although it was ruled by the
Dutch. 所以 Stuyvesant 还是管得到你的。
Stuyvesant can also.
所以因为这个缘故，他们没有宗教。
Because of this, they have no religious belief.
所以现在呢，变天了，改换过来了。
So now everything turned around.
那换过来好还是不好？
Is it good or bad?
在人来看，又回到英国，对不对？
It seems that return to the world.
他们好不容易到了美国。
They came to United States.
现在好不容易在新荷兰的天下。
And they were under the sky of New Holland.
他们本来就是靠英国的嘛。
They were religious in England.
结果英国又回来了。
And then from England they.
那么这样的话，基督徒没有地方可以去的。
Now the Christian has no place.
都是被追赶嘛。
They were cast around.
但是我们的神，他自己，他知道他的儿女。
But God knows his own children.
奇妙不奇妙？这个日子为什么后来叫 New York 呢？
Why is this place called New York?
原来这个皇帝他有个弟弟。
Because the king had a brother.
他在 York 那个郡，在英国 York 那个郡是做第一个人做 Duke 的。
He was a Duke at the district of York.
所以他就把那个 county 就把那个整个的 York 那就所以就把这块地就给了他弟弟。
So he gave that piece of land to his brother.
是本来叫 New Netherlands 新荷兰。
So originally it was called New Netherlands.
现在叫纽约。
Now it's called New York.
所以纽约就这样开始。
That's how New York started.
因为英国有个约。
Because the name of York.
所以美国现在也有个约。
Therefore they use the same name.
那么，所以我们就称作纽约。
Therefore they call that New York.
那如果这样的话，
it is that.
那么这些都没动完了，这些所有被逼迫的。贵格会就没有地方可以去。
The Quakers would have no place to go.
很稀奇。
Amazing.
那刚好啊，这个 Duke 说我没有钱了。
The Duke now says I have no more money.
那没有钱怎么办？我一定要把一块地呀、卖出去。
So what should I do? I have to sell my land.
那那块地什么地呢？
So which piece of
就是今天的纽泽西。
It's today's New Jersey.
他说这块地我不能管了，我没有钱管，我要卖出去。
He said that I cannot take control of this piece of land because I have no money.
所以下面这张图。
So the next picture.
你看左边这个是纽泽西啊。
See, this is New Jersey.
那你有没有想到纽泽西今天是个 state 是个省？
Did you ever understand that now today is a state?
省会在 Trenton.
And the capital is at Trenton.
但是那个时候呢，等到1664年把这块地给了这个皇帝的弟弟以后。
At 1664, when this piece of land was given to the brother of the king,
他还是保留纽约。
He kept New York.
但他说纽泽西这块地我不行的。
He said that I cannot maintain this land.
所以呢，他就把它卖掉。
So he sold it.
卖掉又是两个商人。
And because there were two people that.
所以他们就分成东泽西跟西泽西。
So divided to East New Jersey and West New Jersey.
那么好了，这个两个人那里面有一个人。
So among the two people, one of them
曾经呢，在英国做过 governor， 做过省长。
Had been a government in England.
那个省是什么省呢
？Which
很小的一个省，很小。
County was that it was a very small one.
所以那个时候呢，你知道英国有个叫英吉利海峡。
You know there's a channel of England.
那么这个英吉利海峡靠近法国那部分。
It's near the part of France.
有一个岛叫做 Jersey Island， 就叫做泽西岛。
There's a small island called Jersey Island.
那么买主呢，刚好是里面的 governor。
The buyer was the governor of Jersey.
所以他把这块地买下来。
That's why he bought that piece of land.
就叫做 New Jersey.
So he called that New Jersey.
因为那是泽西岛。
Because he owned the Jersey.
现在呢，这一块地方叫 New Jersey， 就新泽西。
Therefore, this part of the land called New Jersey.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't that amazing?
这个皇帝的弟弟应该有钱，刚好这块钱没有了。
And the brother of the king is supposed to have money, but he ran out of money.
那么好了，如果这两个人买的地的也很有钱。
And if the people who buy the land.
也不行啊，没有多久以后啊，这个新泽西他说我没有钱。
And later on, they ran out of money. They said, I have to.
那说是我要把这块地整个卖出去。
They said, I have to sell the whole piece of land.
那是刚好 William Penn 是在伦敦的。
So at that time, William Penn was in London.
他有个很有钱的邻居。
He had a very wealthy neighbor.
所以两个商量的结果。
So they discussed.
我们到处被追赶。
We were cast around.
那个时候还没有等到比还没有宾州。
And at that time, he did not have Philadelphia.
那如果把这块地买下来，我们就没有花钱，他们就没有花钱了。
Piece of land, then they have nothing to talk about.
所以感谢主，他们真的把西泽西就买下来。
So they bought that land in New Jersey.
他们有意思把东泽西也买下来。
They intend to buy the east part of New Jersey.
东泽西就是不卖。
But they did.Sell it, did not want to sell it.
所以到了1677年的时候，你知道那个时候他们就有从英国就来了一艘船。
And there was a ship that came from England.
然后呢，就经过 Delaware 河。
He passed the Delaware River.
然后最后呢，他们很辛苦才终于到了这个 Burlington 这个地方。
Finally, they reached Burlington.
那么我们知道 George Fox 也去过的。
You know that George Fox visited there.
他走的，他告诉我们，有时候他要过河，他需要坐独木舟。
He said that when he passed the river, he had to sit on the canoe.
那么船这个马呢，还要游过去。
And even the horse would swim across the river.
就在那一年，有50个家。
Just at that year, just about 50 families.
大大小小都这样游泳，就游游，最后游到 Burlington。
The older ones, the younger ones, they swam all the way there.
所以你知道这个西泽西的 capital 最早是叫 Burlington。
So the capital of New Jersey, the earliest one was called Burlington.
那 Burlington 最早是个岛。
And Burlington at the earliest time was like an island.
1624年。
That was 16.
你知道这些从荷兰来的基督徒。
You see the Christians that came from Holland.
就在 Manhattan。
They were gathered at Manhattan.
然后呢，他们花了24块美金就把 Manhattan 这个岛就买下来。
They spent $24 to purchase Manhattan.
那同一年。
The same group of people came to this island.
甚至这个岛跟 Manhattan 是一样的。
So this island is the same as Manhattan.
最早是他们来的。
The earliest time it was them.
但是后来慢慢就看着贵族会就慢慢就过来。
And later on the Quakers came.
然后呢，这个 William Penn 就把这个整个的这个西泽西分成13块。
So William Penn divided up part of New Jersey into 13
districts. 那么靠近纽泽西这，靠近 Philadelphia 这一块。
And the part that's near Philadelphia
是专门为着那些在爱尔兰受逼迫的人。
Was specifically for the people who were under persecution in Ireland.
如果这些贵格会来的话，就住在那个。
If the Quakers come here, they will stay there.
那个地方什么地方
？Where was that?
就是现在我们叫 Brother Hosea 聚会的。
That's where Brother Hosea met.
那就南泽西他们在那里聚会，根本就是那块地，就是当时他们给爱尔兰的人的那块地。
That was a piece of land that the South Jersey Christian Meeting Group met.
所以明白吗？所以慢慢到了大概1681年左右。
Until 1681.
这个时候的东泽西说：“我也没有钱了。”
The owner of the Eastern Jersey said, "I don't have money."
所以他们说：“赶快把东泽西买下来。”
So they quickly purchased that part of
the. 所以他们终于把这个地买下来了。
So they purchased the entire New Jersey.
那谁来做 governor 呢？
Who was the governor then?
那 William Penn 想。
So William
Penn 有一个很合适的。
One suitable person.
那就是三个年轻人都写了三本很重要的书吗？
So among three young men that wrote the three important.
那个人叫 Robert Buckley.
That was Robert Buckley.
所以 Robert Buckley 就做了东泽西的省长。
So Robert Barclay became the governor of the Eastern Jersey.
那么省会在那 capital 在那就是叫 Perth Amboy.
It's called Perth Amboy.
我们明天会去。
We will visit that place.
所以我们到这个我们就晓得那个时候呢，这个他们从这里来管理整个东泽西。
So from here they can control the entire Eastern Jersey.
不过有一件事很有趣。
One thing interesting is that.
就是 Robert Barclay 从来没有来过美国。
Robert Barclay had never come to this.
他只是派一个人替他管理。
He just sent someone to control the land for him.
所以等到那个时候，他们要买这块地的时候。
So that time when they